Northern Alaska. It's home to the most isolated citizens in America. The only way in and the only way out is by bush plane. Where the road ends, the Tweedo world begins. In this episode, deep snow threatens to leave Jim stranded on a mountaintop. Arielle makes another attempt at landing on her own, this time with her dad as co-pilot. And with the sun about to set for the winter in Barrow, Sam races to find a stranded snow machine before 65 days of darkness start. Day after day, the brave pilots of Alaska battle extreme weather in small planes, providing the only lifeline to America's last frontier. Each November, the Earth reaches a point in its orbit with a 23-degree tilt on its axis and blocks all sunlight north of the Arctic Circle. This leaves much of Alaska in shadow throughout the winter, shrouding it in 65 days of darkness. The end of daylight is more than most people can handle. Many residents flee south before the final sunset.
This is the Vatican, as it's never been seen before. From the life of the highest-ranking officials, to the men and women working every day to keep this unique city-state running. We've been filming inside the Vatican for over a year. It's been a time of change, and the church has faced one of its biggest challenges for a generation. It's 6 a.m. As a new year dawns in Vatican City, the sediarii, or chair bearers, are arriving for work. Until 1978, it was the sediarii's duty to carry the Pope on his ceremonial throne. Now, their duties are very different as they prepare to welcome the public into this tiny nation state. Every Wednesday, the sediarii are on hand as the Pope greets pilgrims during his weekly general audience.